Put the women in charge. That's the message from a study of Australia's top companies. It's found that those companies where women have at least a quarter of the board positions perform better than those with all male boards. The Centre for Gender Economics and Innovation launched its study in Sydney today. Our reporter Lindy Kerin was there.
The number of women on boards of the country's top 200 companies has been put under the spotlight. The Centre for Gender Economics and Innovation and Infinitas Asset Management have together analysed the effects of women on the financial performance of companies. Steve McDonald is the director of Infinitas.
Companies that have gender diverse boards are delivering 7% per annum higher returns for investors than companies that have no women at all.
Suzanne Moore from the Centre for Gender Economics and Innovation says it's solid financial information for investors to see the benefits of gender diversity.
It doesn't take any rocket science to understand that a diverse view is going to be more beneficial to everyone. From my own research, and that's apart from this diversity index, I'm finding that we're delving into behavioural issues that are uncovering performance improvements just by looking at sheer processes that have gendered assumptions. We're finding innovations. So if you take that information from within the way an organisation operates and then apply that to a board, it's better sense. It's clearly much better sense to have a diverse view. But for women too, we've got to get out of the back seat. We've got to stop letting someone else drive, stop the rhetoric, and actually get in the front seat and drive to our own future and the future of the female economy.
34 of the top 200 companies have all-male boards, and about one-third of companies meet the 25% threshold of female board members. Speaking at the launch, Queensland Greens Senator Larissa Waters said there has been some improvement with the proportion of women on boards doubling in the last 5 years, but she says there's still a long way to go.
In 2010, we had about 10% of women on boards. We're now at 20%. So that doubling over 5 years is hugely encouraging, and clearly it's a step in the right direction. But 20%? Come on, we can do better than that. We're more than 50% of the population. We have the merit and the skills in spades.
Senator Waters used the event to highlight the fact that many of the recent appointments to government boards have been to men.
I was concerned to see that in some of the new appointments, particularly, unfortunately, in the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, which of course has responsibility for the women's portfolio, that for new appointments we've had 75% of those to government boards as men and only 24.1% have been women.
The Federal Minister for Human Services, Maurice Payne, says government and the corporate sector need to show leadership.
I think that government and business and community are best placed to work together, and government does of course have to take the lead. And I know that the Prime Minister and the Minister for assisting the Prime Minister for Women, Michaelia Cash, are certainly encouraging all of us where possible to make sure that when we are making board appointments that we consider qualified women first and foremost. I can put my hand up and say that I've definitely done that in the small area in which I have involvement. But the people do look to government boards for leadership as well, and we have to make sure that they're representative of the diversity of the community in gender in many other ways.
Suzanne Moore agrees there's a long way to go to gender equity, and she says there are particular ways to boost the number of women on boards.
A lot of particularly younger women ask me about quotas, and I say, look, if you get on a board or into a position because of a quota, go for it. Just do the job well. That's the best thing you can do. It's no different to the way that traditional business has worked with the old school tie in the past. Not saying that that's the right way, but quotas are, and certainly targets are probably my preference, but certainly those sorts of things are ways to instigate real change.
That's Suzanne Moore from the Centre for Gender Economics and Innovation speaking to Lindy Kerin.